eyes at last, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered no more. Burned a lot, but learned a lot, and now you are broke, so you earned a lot. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered no more. Couldn't eat, was dyspeptic. Life was so hard to bear. Now my heart's antiseptic since you moved out of there. Romance, Finny, your chance, Finny. Those ants that invaded my pants, Finny. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered no more.
Hey! I'm Lydia
from Feeble Little Horse, and you're listening to WMUC-FM College Park.
Start a startup with other startups at Startup Shell. Get started at startupshell.org.
Too many teardrops for one heart to be crying, yeah. Too many teardrops for one heart to carry on. You web on top now, baby, since you left me, yeah. And you're always laughing down at me. Hey, watch out, baby, I'm gonna get there. Yes, I am, and we'll be together.
From all of you good workers, good news to you I'll tell, of how the good old union has come in here to dwell.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Are you a graduate assistant, research assistant, or teaching assistant at UMD? Are you tired of low pay, long hours, high fees, and no safety net for international students? So are we. The UMD Graduate Labor Union is organizing for collective bargaining rights for graduate workers on campus.
Right now, the administration unilaterally controls our working conditions, but we are fighting to change that. To learn more about graduate labor organizing efforts on campus and what a union can do for you, visit UMD Grad Work.
Good morning, College Park. You're listening to The Avenue on WMUC FM, College Park, 90.5 on your dial. This morning, we are back to another episode of The Avenue. Everybody, I am very happy to be back on campus. And today, we are going to get right into it. If you are a regular listener, you might know that I usually don't do a spoken open. I'm usually doing a cold open into our first pieces. But today, our theming and some explanation is necessary for our first song, as both hours today are going to be dedicated to classical music of Black America. Our first song I am very excited about for all of its musical techniques. This is a sewing song by American slave Thomas Wiggins, also known as Blind Tom. This song uses metrical patterns to imitate the percussive motions of a sewing machine. This is a performance by John Davis. We're opening up this morning on piano, The Avenue. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you. That was Florence Beatrice Price from her Symphony No. 4. That was first the first movement, the tempo moderato, followed up by the fourth, Scherzo Allegro. This morning, you're listening to The Avenue. This is WMUC-FM, College Park, a series of music of Black America. This morning, moving into some more contemporary composers and some more local composers, or at least local recordings, of the National Symphony Orchestra and the Kennedy Center on the Sinfonias of George Walker. This one coming up is going to be the Visions Sinfonia No. 5. After that, we're going to follow by DC artist in residence at the Kennedy Center, Carlos Simon, two pieces of his with the National Symphony Orchestra as well. One, The Block. And after that, Tales, a folklore symphony. We're going to be playing the fourth movement, which is the John Henry movement. This upcoming sinfonia is conducted by Giandrea Noseda. You're listening to The Avenue, WMUC 90.5.
Thank you. Thank you. stream of light that parts the misty shroud of starless night.
Thank you.
That was The Block by DC artist in residence at the time, Carlos Simon. You're listening to The Avenue. We're about to turn over to the second hour, which will continue with our theme for the first, which is folk music of Black America, folk and classical. We've already listened to some of the great contemporaries of American Black classical. That is Florence Beatrice Price, her Symphony No. 4. George Walker and Carlos Simon are two contemporary composers we are on now. They are both collaborators with the National Symphony Orchestra. And the previous piece that you just heard was conducted by Jean Andrea Noseda, the conductor of the National Symphony Orchestra. Carlos Simon is a D.C. resident. This is another performance from the Kennedy Center off of his Four Symphonic Works album in collaboration with Noseda. We're going to finish out the hour with his fourth movement from a folklore symphony. This is John Henry. You're listening to WMUC FM College Park.